A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, 1-6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there would not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Now Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know the way. How can we know the way when we do not know where you are going?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our passage opens on a note of tender concern. Jesus seeks to strengthen his followers. They are troubled and anxious at the thought of his leaving them. "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he says. He tries to calm their hearts by urging them to trust, first in God and then in himself. Jesus does not conceal his imminent departure, but he puts a very positive spin on it. "I'm going home to God. I'll go ahead and get everything ready for you." God's house is immense. There are many, many rooms. And he then promises to return to get them, and they will all be together again. Diane Bergent comments that it is characterized as a community occupying a place in the residence of God. "It would all sound so sublime," she says, "were it not that the manner of his leaving will be a brutal execution." Jesus does not focus on the end of his life, but only on the joyful events that will follow it. "Be at peace. I'm going to the dwelling place of God. And there are many dwelling places in God's house. So do not let your hearts be troubled." Now, over the centuries, there have been discussions about these different dwelling places. Some of the Jews at the time of Jesus held that in heaven there were different grades of blessedness that would be given to people according to their goodness and their fidelity on earth. A second view, common among some early Christian writers, was that just as there are many stages on the way to heaven, even in heaven there is progress and development in advance. Origen held something like that, as did Irenaeus and Clement of Alexandria. The idea that I prefer is closer to the exact words of Jesus. "There are many dwelling places." It is simply that in heaven there is room for all. Heaven is as wide as the heart of God. And though on earth doors may be shut for us, in heaven you will never be shut out. And Jesus says, "Where I am going, you know the way." Now the others seem to accept this, but not Thomas. Wonderful, wondering, honest Thomas. He speaks for those who say, "Hey, wait a minute. We don't even know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And as in other of Thomas's doubts and questions, a lovely, unforgettable response comes from Jesus. "Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. And you know that because you've been with me and following me and listening to me. Think for a minute, Thomas. You know what I'm talking about. To be on the way is in another sense to have already arrived. Somehow or another, to be seeking is to be found. Later on, St. Augustine would say, "You could not even be searching for me if you had not already found me." To be straining your eyes and your hopes for Jesus means that you already have Jesus' Spirit within you. You have already been found by Jesus. I think it's not unlike that line from Peter Morin, who was the co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement along with Dorothy Day. He used to say, "There is no way to peace. Peace is the way." I'm reminded of a common occurrence in Latin America when I'd be lost and ask directions for someone. And the person would say, "No hay problema, un poco más allá." No problem, it's just a little bit further. This más allá could be 50 feet or it could be 50 miles. Más allá. The chances are that even before I'd take off from those directions, I was lost again. But sometimes, some grace times, the person that I'd asked said, "Come, I'll take you there." In that case, the person for us is the way, and we cannot miss it. So that is what Jesus does for us. He does not only give advice and directions, he takes us by the hand and leads us. He strengthens us and guides us personally every single day. He does not tell us about the way. He is the way.